A few weeks ago, DeCoin hosted its annual Nubability Camp. Now a decade and a half old, the camp was founded by Sam Kunert, who, while he has only one fully developed hand, excelled at DeCoin High School in baseball, football, and basketball. His mission at the camp each year is to instill in limb different youth not only the confidence to play sports, but to help them develop the skills to play well. The recent Nubability Camp reminded me of Major League pitcher Monty Stratton, one of my baseball heroes when I was growing up, who overcame the loss of a limb at the height of his career, only to fight his way back to pitching professional baseball again. During the 1937 season, Monty Stratton pitched so well for the Chicago White Sox that he was named to the American League All-Star team. During the off-season, while out hunting, he accidentally discharged his shotgun, wounding himself in the right leg. The pellets caused so much damage, including severing a major artery, that he had to have the lower part of the leg amputated. After his release from the hospital, Stratton was fitted with a prosthetic leg and joined the White Sox as a pitching coach in 1938. Though Stratton wanted to pitch again, the White Sox decided against it for fear that batters would bunt against him and that, as a batter, he would have trouble running to first base. In 1946, Stratton finally had his chance to pitch again when he received an offer from a minor league team. While pitching in the minor leagues, he became such an inspiration that in 1949, his remarkable career was made into a movie with Jimmy Stewart playing the role of Monty Stratton.
It's a story full of excitement and romance, too. 8 years after his accident, encouraged by the girl he loved, he came back to the game he loved.
At the end of the movie, a voiceover intones, Monty Stratton stands as an inspiration to all of us, as living proof of what a man can do if he has the courage and determination to refuse to admit defeat. There were others like Stratton who refused to admit defeat. Right-hander Mordecai Brown pitched his way into the Baseball Hall of Fame despite losing his right index finger in an accident when he was 5 years old and later breaking his other fingers on his right hand in a fall that left the remaining fingers deformed. Known as Three Finger Brown, he overcame his injuries and led the Chicago Cubs to victories in the 1907 and 1908 World Series. Like Mordecai Brown, Pete Gray overcame an amputation in his childhood and played his way into the major leagues. At the age of 7 or 8, he fell off a wagon and caught his right arm in the wagon's spokes. His arm was so mangled that it was amputated from just above the elbow. But Gray, a natural right-hander, loved baseball and taught himself to catch, throw, and bat as a left-hander. After signing a minor league contract, Gray became so successful, winning the Southern Association's MVP in 1944, that the St. Louis Browns signed him to a major league contract. Though Gray, an outfielder, played only one season for the Browns, St. Louis baseball writer Bob Bragg marveled at his play. He wore the glove on his left hand and, with fingertip catches, he'd throw the ball into the air, throw his glove away, and magically catch the ball again to make the throw. The best known and most celebrated among the limb different ballplayers was born without a right hand, but he saw baseball as a chance for acceptance and success. A left-hand pitcher, Jim Abbott was so successful that he was first draft pick of the California Angels in 1988. After being traded to the Yankees, he proved that a limb different ballplayer can achieve perfection when on September 4th, 1993, he pitched a no-hitter.
Mayorga batting .318. And a ground ball to short. Velarde, he did it! He did it! No-hitter for Jim Abbott.
Abbott was proud of his no-hitter, but he said that a greater joy was teaching limb different children to tie their shoelaces with one hand. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.